sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steak, salads, and weekday lunch specials. Bruff features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. Now open 11 until 2 Sundays, close Mondays.
The spirit of some people is inspiring, even well after they have moved on or passed away. And such is the case of J.C. Stevens Cochran at Emporia State University. 2 years ago, Stevens Cochran, a standout softball player, was delivering a baby boy when she suffered an amniotic fluid embolism where the fluid enters the bloodstream. The medical situation killed her, but Jackson was born and is now a healthy toddler. Current softball coach April Rosales was an assistant coach when Stevens Cochran came to the program.
To be honest, I don't know that I would have ever made it through those first 2 years without somebody like JC. She was somebody that always had my back, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent.
Rosales says Stevens Cochran was fiery and spunky, and her mother, Leanne, agrees. She says her daughter was family-oriented at all times and a hard-nosed competitor while in uniform.
We remember in basketball, she was very aggressive, and I would try to tell her, okay, because, you know, some of the other moms might get kind of mad because she kind of like would mom over, you know, the other. And I would say, you know, you might just tone it down a little bit.
Since her passing, Emporia State has held several events to draw attention to the dangers of amniotic fluid embolisms, including the wearing of teal uniforms for Tuesday night and a blood drive Wednesday. Leanne Stevens is heartened by the university's efforts.
Just the fact that they remember her and what she brought to the program, and we want Jackson to be able to see that too as he grows older and the place where she grew up at as an adult and the place that she loved, and it's where she came and she spread her wings and did her thing.
Rosales says Jackson is the spitting image of his mom, and he's already well acclimated to his mom's presence on campus. The softball program now often discusses Legacy 21, and Rosales says it's amazing to see her friend's life and legacy cherished by ESU.
JC would have been one of the first ones to do this herself if it had happened to somebody else, and for us to be able to just give back a little bit and, I mean, a small sacrifice for something that, you know, like I said, she would have done in a heartbeat, that means the world to me, and just to be able to remember her is what I think is most important for us.
That's Feel Good Friday. I'm Chuck Samples.
Wow! I feel good!
Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff's, 2640 West 18th. On KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.